Lied. Gana, Om Agana, Tinandasya, Ganandana, Salakaya, Chaksalun, Ritamdena, Tasmai, Sri Gurave, Nama, Nama, Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Tasaya, Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta, Swami Nidhi Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Vashyatya Jajatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaya Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Makakroti Vachalam Pangulangai Tegim Yatkita Samang Mande Sri Guru Nidhanam, Paramananda Madhavam, Sri Chaitanya Ishram, Hari Om Tat Sat. What verse was chapter?
Chapter 8.
Yeah.
Translation. Again and again, when Brahma's day arrives, all living entities come into being, and with the arrival of Brahma's night, they are helplessly annihilated. Perfect. The less intelligent who try to remain within this material world may be elevated to higher planets and then again must come down to this planet Earth. During the daytime of Brahma, they can exhibit their activities on higher and lower planets within this material world. But at the coming of Brahma's night, they are all annihilated. In the day, they receive various bodies for material activities. And at night, they no longer have bodies, but remain compact in the body of Vishnu. Then again, they are manifest at the arrival of Brahma's day. Bhutva, bhutva, praliyate. During the day, they become manifest, and at night, they are annihilated again. Ultimately, when Brahma's life is finished, they are all annihilated and remain unmanifest for millions and millions of years. And when Brahma is born, again in another millennium, they are again manifest. In this way, they are captivated by the spell of the material world. But those intelligent persons who take to Krishna consciousness use the human life fully in the devotional service of the Lord, chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thus, they transfer themselves even in this life to the spiritual planet of Krishna and become eternally blissful there, not being subject to such rebirths.
Chapter 8, text 19.
Again and again, when Brahma's day arrives, all living entities come into being, and with the arrival of Brahma's night, they are helplessly annihilated.
Hari Om Tat Sat. So, just like Narada Muni, he is a liberated soul, but he's in this universe. Sometimes it's said, during the night of Brahma, he is present in the garb of Dakshina Vishnu. I saw you there one whole night of Brahma. And then, when there's the new creation, he comes up. So, this, of course, the conditioned souls, they are completely annihilated, and their atmas, with some coating, some are kept inside the body of Vishnu. And when the new creation starts, then a little bit of the where they were in the last creation, somehow that, like a barcoding is there. That, so they can be again put as a deva or human or whatever they left out as. So like this, There's the creation and annihilation of the material world. So, a little one, even in the higher planets, lower planets, everyone in the universe is annihilated at the time of Brahma night. Of course, it says that at that time, the islands of Navadvip Dham are there preserved. They don't get annihilated. So what happens is that they also, what's the name? Maitreya Rishi, he had a benediction to live on 9 days of Brahma. He was initially, he was told that he'd only live to 9 years of age. So at the time of his ninth year, the parents were very frustrated because naturally they loved their child, but he was going to die. And then he asked, "Why are you looking so sad today?" They told him that, "Well, you're only supposed to live 9 years." He said, "How is that?" And he hugged on the Lord Shiva, Linga. So at that time, Yamaraj came to take him, but he held the Shiva Linga, and he was not agreed to go. So then Shiva came and said, "All right, here, I'll give him. He can live for 9 days. Days of Brahma. Hello." So, he liked that, but his life was extended. When there was the annihilation, at that time, he doesn't die, but what is he going to eat? There's no food, so he's very much frustrated because there's no food. So he was in the big floods of the annihilation. At that time, he saw the Godrum Deep of Mayavardham, of Navadvipdham. So he went over to the Godrum Deep, and there he had no strength left. He saw the Surabhi cow, and he asked the Surabhi cow, "Please give me some of your milk, because by your milk alone I can live." So she gave him, she squirted some milk in his in his mouth. So, and this way he survived. So every day of Brahma, he goes, every night of Brahma, he goes to the Godrum Deep. And there he survives with the surly cow. So, Godrum, gold means cow, and drum means forest. So this island of chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, in this material world, no one lives forever. Everyone has to die, and their bodies are annihilated. Of course, sometimes it's the night of Brahma, and sometimes it's the day. So it's the day that comprises 1,000 yugas, which are each one is 4 billion 320 million years. So times 1,000. No, it's 4,320,000 years. So the Satyuga is 4, Treta Yuga is 3, Dvapara Yuga is 2, and Kali Yuga is 1. So 1, 2, 3, 4 adds up to 10, right? So We're now in the Kali Yuga. This is 432,000 years. And times 10 is 4,320,000. So times 1,000 is 4 billion. So that's the day of Brahma. 4 billion years. And then there's a night which is equally long. And so he lives like that 30 days, 12 months in a year, 100 years. So he's said to be immortal, but he actually is not immortal. He dies at the end of his life. So those who are very elevated, they can rise up to the planet of Brahma and can get transferred to the spiritual world. But we as human beings, if we engage ourselves in Krishna service in this lifetime, we can go back to Godhead. So a Prabhupada published a magazine, which is still published, that's called Back to Godhead. So his idea is to transfer as many human beings back to Godhead as possible. So in this age of Kali, it's recommended that we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As we perform this chanting, and as we engage in the nine practices of devotional service, and then we can go back to Godhead in this short lifetime. We only have 100 years, which is insignificant compared to Lord Brahma or the Adelas, angels on the higher planets. So, but in this short time, if we are fully Krishna conscious, or at least if not fully 90%, if not 90%, 80%, if not 80, maybe 70%, somehow if we are Krishna conscious at the time of death, we can go back to home, back to Godhead. Some people, just by touching the Ganges or by some sacred contact, they go back. So this is a great opportunity for us. Otherwise, we're locked in, we're prisoners in this material world, and we're kept here by the illusion of the material energy. So we think that we can be happy here in the material world. This is the problem in the modern world, that most people think they'll be happy in this material world. They don't think, they don't know that life is temporary. I mean, they can see that their grandfather is dead, their father, he might be dead. But they think that, well, somehow I'll survive. Or at least they don't think that, they don't make any plans for their leaving. But the Bhagavad Gita tells us that we should prepare for our departure to go back to the spiritual world by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, anyone can give me some water? Now, yesterday was Narasingha Chakradarshi here, and this morning I was fortunate to see the Abhishek of the Narasingha Didi and Marathon. So Narasingha Didi in Marathon, he was with about 2 hours, and there was in the morning, that was in the evening, our time was in the morning. So we saw them bathe with milk and yogurt and ghee and honey and sugar water and so many items. So it was a very auspicious thing. And then at the end they had also the flowers. We also, but that's private. We bathe the Lord with scented oils. So that happens about 2 to 4, and there's Abhishek from 4 to 6. So there the sun sets at 6. It's right on the traffic of Cancer. So, it was very nice. The temple was packed with thousands of devotees, and they were all observing the Abhishek. There was a chanting. They had the TV screens situated in different places, so only a few people could see. I mean, maybe, I don't know, a few hundred could see the deities directly. Others had to see via the TV screen. But it was nice to see them do the pujas. So, also for 1 month, the people chant extra mantras, and they put that in the a yantra, a Lord Narasingadeva. So, this Narasingadeva, he is very merciful. At the same time, he's the son of Narasingha. He's like Ugra, but he has is still looking. Where is the demon Hiranyakashipu? So he come out of the calm, and he's looking for that. Who is the one who's threatening and torturing my little devotee, the 5-year-old Prahlad? So he comes out. So when he first appears, he is very angry and he's looking. So that is the form that they worship in Mayapur, the Stano Narasimha. Of course, they have different deities around India. Usually, they like in Vijayawada, Andhra Pradesh, they have a relatively a new deity. This was established 5,000 years ago by Yudhishthira Maharaj. So there's Lakshmi Narasimha. It's at the face of the mountain of Para Narasimha, which is a Narasimha in the mountain. You have to climb up hundreds of steps, and on the top in Kali Yuga, they offer a mix of a gourd that's like a molasses and water, and then apparently Draupadi in the previous Bronze Age, they offered milk. In the age for that, they offered ghee, and in the age for that, they offered nectar, a sonorous, something like that. At the age, they offered. So this deity is millions of years old. So there you offer the, what's amazing is like usually when you have gore and molasses, there's all kinds of flies. Right, Sarah? Sarah? If you have sugar, does that attract flies? But there's no flies. No. Is there any flies? Somehow the machine there keeps the flies away. And you also, to the machine there, you flip you fill the conch shell with a mix of the molasses and water, the pana, and you also down the mouth of the machine there, and he spits back a portion, like half or something, and you get directly from the Lord, you get the Mahaprasad. So then you take the pujari gives you that. So he takes some, he gives you some. So this is a very unique deity that actually he drinks some. So like that. Then there was the deity in Malkote. That deity also on the hilltop. There, Prahlad was trying to, he was in Satyuga. So he was trying to meditate because the Yuga Dharma was meditation. But he didn't really know, he's just a little boy, so he didn't know how to meditate. So then Lord Narasingadeva, he showed how to meditate. And he took the yogic posture. So that's called Yoga Narasimha. That he's showing his devotee how to meditate on him. So then there's the Didi and Visakhapatnam. That Didi on Narasimhadeva, he's Prahlad millions of years ago asked him, what does the Raha incarnation who killed my father, liberated my uncle here on Yaksha, what does he look like? I know what you look like, but I don't know what the Raha day looks like. I wasn't born then. So there, Narasimhadeva, he assumed the form of Vore and Narasimhadeva. So that's called the Raha Narasimha Murti. So it's quite an unusual deity of Narasimha form with a Raha head. So he's covered every day of the year with the sandalwood, except one day, Akshay Tritiya, which happened a few days ago. It was on the 16th of May. So there, for about 12 hours, he's uncovered. All the sandalwood taken off, and like 800,000 people, 300,000. They line up for 8 hours to see this deity without the sandalwood. So it's a very special occasion. So I had the great good fortune of being allowed to go there and see that deity. There's also the I forget the name, Jadu Muni or something like that, near Hyderabad, on the way from Hyderabad to Vijayawada, and there's a deity of Narasimhadeva. So there also, you can see that deity. There's a big facility you could drive up, and so in there's 9 or 10 temples to Narasimhadeva in a place called Ahobalam, and then One deity, Narasingadev, appeared to Hanuman, and Hanuman said, "I am a devotee of Lord Ram. I don't know who you are, half man, half lion." He said, "I'm Ram." He said, "Prove it. I want to see that you're Ram." So then he showed his bow and arrow of Ram. And in one hand, bow and arrow. And then when Hanuman saw that, he said, "Oh, you're my Lord Ram." Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram, Patita Bhavana Sita Ram. So, we saw like that, there's different Narasingha deities in the Hobalam. Each one has its lila, and there's a stanla, a court in Mayapur, where we have the a Deva Poli and a Singham Poli. It's on the far corner of Godrumdeep, so, which I discussed earlier. The islands survive the night of Brahma. He has their spiritual. So when he came over the island, he saw, "Oh, this is my spiritual abode." So he took the shelter there. And he was there. He was very hard to approach in other places where he had liberated the Hiranyakashipu. He was very hard to approach because he was very angry that his this child was being abused. So, but the people, the devas, they came down, and there they could approach the Lord. In Navadvip, he was approachable, and he was accepting their worship. So, some of the wives of the devas, they cooked for Lord Narasingadeva. Lord Narasingadeva stayed some time, and the devas, the angels, they came down on to earth and lived there, and lived down for some time, and they worshipped the Lord. So like this, that place, there's a very ancient deity of Lord Narasingadeva that was kept there. And there's a big body of water, which is called the Mandakini. So, there, we take the devotees of the year. It's predicted that some Maharaj, could be a king, could be some sannyasi, will build a very big temple for Lord Narasingadeva at Narasingapalli. So, I was asking, I think, Gopal Krishna Maharaj, whether he was the one that was predicted. So far, Subhagaswami, he made a little extension of the temple, but to make a big temple for Narasingadeva, that is yet to happen. So, like this, over India, there's various Narasingha temples. In Kerala, there's a Narasingha temple next to the Padmanabha Deity. So, you can see the Padmanabha Deity, and then you can see the Narasingha Deity. So, Narasingha Dev, he is known as Bhakti Vigna Vinasha. the destroyer of the vignas or the obstacles in a path of devotional service. So, now, some people like, one time Lord Chaitanya, he suddenly disappeared, and the devotees were looking out there for him. So they found, they didn't find him that night. The next morning they looked up and down the ocean shore, where is Lord Chaitanya? And then they found this one fisherman. He was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, Rupa Goswami, he came and he said, oh, why you are chanting, what happened to you? He said, I've been possessed by a ghost. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, I'm possessed by a ghost. He said, tell me, how did it happen? He said, well, I was out in the ocean at night, and I was fishing. I thought, oh, I got a big fish in my net. And it was a big white thing. I went and I touched it. I saw it was a ghost. And I chanting the Narasimha Mantra. Namaste, Narasimhaya. But the more I chanted, the more I was, this ghost possessed me. I was feeling tears come to my eyes. I was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I can't control. Help me, help me. Okay, I know how to exercise people from ghosts. So please, I'll going to exercise you. He stopped and said that. Okay, now you're okay. So tell me what happened. So, where is that ghost? He's there in my net by the side of the ocean. So, sure enough, it was Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya, when he would be in ecstasy, his joints of his body would become elongated. And so he looked very unusual. And because he's a yellow color with the water, he looked white. So, the Rupa Goswami told him, you see that this is Lord Chaitanya. This is not, you know, I know what Lord Chaitanya looks like, but this is not like him. No, you don't know what he looks like when he's in ecstasy. He's in ecstasy now. So they put the cloth down, they washed him off, they put him on the cloth, and they chanted in his ear, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya came back together, and his bones became joined again. So, then it was possible to see him as he was. So, later, some devotees asked Rupa Goswami, how did you know that this fisherman was not possessed by a ghost? He said, well, he kept chanting Hare Krishna. If you're possessed by ghosts, usually you don't chant the names of Lord Krishna. And also, he said when he chanted the Narasingha Mantra, he was feeling more that the ghost was possessing him more. This is a sign that actually he was feeling ecstasy by touching the body of Lord Chaitanya. Harido, Harido. So, like this, our Lord Chaitanya, he, some of his devotees were also Narasingha devotees, and like Narasingha Nanda Ramachari. So Narasingha Nanda Ramachari made a very beautiful manas, mental pathway for Lord Chaitanya, but he got as far as Kanai Natsala, and he couldn't go any further. So he said, this time, Lord Chaitanya will only go to Kanai Natsala, and he'll come back. So this Narasinghananda Ramachari, he was a devotee of Lord Narasinghadev. Some, like that, some of the Lord Chaitanya's followers were Lord Narasinghadev devotees. Some were Ram Bhaktas, but most were Krishna Bhaktas. So, we accept that Krishna has appeared in the form of Narasinghadev in order to protect his devotee, Prahlad. So, Prahlad Maharaj, he would chant also the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, this song, Didi Nayatar of Lord Narasinghadev, he has performed some miracles whereby he also, like there was one lady who was going blind, so she came to have the darshan of Narasinghadev, and she prayed that the doctors say I will soon be blind. So this may be the last time that I can see you. So I went to take your darshan. That night, Narasinghadev appeared in her dream and said, you see, the pujaris put some green eyes in me, but I have red eyes. They took out my red eye and put green eye. If you get them to replace my red eye, I'll give you back your vision. So the pujaris did a puja and they replanted the red eyes of Lord Narasinghadev. He is known as Agni Lochana. He has eyes that are like fire. You can see here, yesterday I saw this Narasinghadev. His eyes are very reddish. So, this lady, she gained her eyesight, and the doctors are amazed. They said that she had an irreversible condition. How did she, she didn't go blind? We don't know. So, also, I don't know the latest thing that happened, but there's one thing I know, that some devotees had come up with a basket of mangoes for Narasinghadev. But then I thought, these are just ordinary nails. And I've seen them, you don't like them. So she kept them in her house. But the same day it came in her dream and said, I like mangoes. Why don't you give me the mangoes? So then she came and told the Pujari, and so they offered him the mangoes. So like this, some of the different, there's some other things that happen. Narasimhadev, he's very much a part of our temple in Mayapur. And he's going to get a place in the temple of Vedic Planetarium. So then he just set the border of Antardweep and Rudradweep according to the some maps we have. So we are going to move him to the temple of Vedic Planetarium when it's complete. At the present time, every year we every day we offer the worship to Prahlad Narasimha. So he has a bracelet of over 108 Shayam Shilas, so that's considered to be very auspicious. Also at his feet there are about 60 or more Shayam Shilas. Somehow one Shila was given by a Prabhupada disciple, and then it has a lotus footprint of Vishnu on the base. And there was another one that we had that had also a matching lotus footprint. So the two together had left and right feet. Pretty amazing. And there's all kind of very amazing. If you ever ask Vishari to show you, there's a red Braha Shila, which it has boars and it has the tusks and everything. And there's all kinds of shilas they have, which are very special. So when I saw that, I'll be checked this morning. It was a very, it was very ecstatic. So I wanted to share a little bit of that with you. So as we heard, Brahma, every day of Brahma, he creates, every night he destroys. So if there are any questions, I will answer your question. The deity is in Alden from 8 to 8:30. So if you want the darshan of the deities, you can also go forward and visit the deity. Jai Gornitai, Jai Rukmini, Krishna Dwarkadish, Rukmini Dwarkanath, Jai Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, Jai Narasimhadev Ki. Prabhupada Maharaj Ki. So are there any questions? Yes. Ananda Krishna Devi Dasi. Yes. Jai Gornitai Ki. Jai Rukmini Kakadi Srikuni Raghunath ki. Jaya Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki. How important was that? I don't really understand what you're asking. Well, there was every century or so, they clean the deity of Raghunath in Sriram of Tamil Nadu, South India. So, somehow by our good fortune, we were there at the reinstallation of the deity, opening of the temple. They had closed it for a couple of months and they had refurbished it and they had done some cleaning and everything. So there they said that those who took the darshan, they opened a special Vaikuntha Ekadasi door. Anyone who crosses that door, who goes to that door, they're supposed to achieve Vaikuntha. So I went through and I saw the Vaikuntha door is open, so I went through and then I went around and I got all the devotees. So I went through twice, but I took all the devotees through. And there's a carving of two lizards called the Tiktikis. So the Tiktikis, they are supposed to be in the gateway to the spiritual world. So if the person went to the Vaikuntha door, they go tick tick, he can go, she can go, they're all right. So plus they give the that time they give the Prakshana, they all this check of all the gopurams and the imam of the mandir, all the domes and the gateways. So everybody wants to get the that sacred water. And we saw that. Apart from that, many times the safari devotees, we established the deities of Radha Krishna at Kanai Natsal and different other temples. So we were present. I don't know what the there's a lot of mercy that comes, but I don't have any particular a verse. Maybe there's some verse in the Puranas which says about being present. I don't know that. If Gopi Chandra can tell us what Purana, you can ask Lord Chandras. He's a Puranic historian. But it doesn't mean he knows all the Puranas, but he has the Puranas he can look at. I'll just know what is the verse. The Puranas are huge. Like just the Bhagavad Purana is 18,000 verses But the Skanda Purana is 200,000. So it says, if you want to tell anybody something, just say it's in the Skanda Purana. And they can never find it. It's so huge that that's who there's luck. Looking in the rest of their life. But, so we need to know, like Prabhupada said that Lord Chaitanya, that Krishna said, predicted, Lord Chaitanya predicted the Sankirtan movement, but we didn't know that, where that was predicted. And then some pandit in South India told us, he asked a question, that in the 125th chapter of the Ramana Vivarta Purana, that there is predicted that Krishna would come, Sama would come after 5,000 years in the Kali Yuga and spread the holy name around the world. So, and there would be a golden age for 10,000 years. So, it's hard to, there's 18 Puranas, and each Purana is a different size, and it's hard to know exactly. But there may be something in the Puranas that talks about Didi, insulation, but we know from the re-insulation that it's a very, there's a lot of mercy, and I got here, these are all Didi installations. Mostly. Any other question? Internet? How many watching? 45. Two questions. Okay. Bhakti Thiya Radhika Devidasi from Running Fall, Karnataka, South India. Okay. What does she have to ask? No, it's not that Rama has to know that. Rama, if he reaches this, he can stay there. He can stay in the spiritual world. Rama can stay. Some Ramas don't reach it. And so they stay there. But otherwise, Rama reaches the spiritual world and he can stay. Some of the rishis, it says, also reach with him and they also stay. Sarvani is from Alina, Peru. Okay. According to the Vedic calendar, Lord Krishna, His departure ushered in the Kali Yuga. He was so. When he left, Kali Yuga began, and Kali Yuga is 432,000 years. So right now we have 427,000 years left. So 212 doesn't match up with the Vedic calculation. There may be some destructions or some world wars or something in between, but as far as the end of the Kali Yuga, then Kalki Avatar is supposed to come, and he cleans house, and those who are left, they start the Satyuga, which is a new golden age. So we have some prasadam here. I'd like to distribute it on this. This day is the last day of the Vaishak month. I don't have any money otherwise. You can get a donation if you want on that plate. Today is a good day to today should be the full moon day, so it's a very auspicious. In the meantime, if anyone has a question, please raise your hand. If you're watching the internet, please write in your question. One line here for ladies, one line for men.